Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and this is a podcast where we take a look at the crazy world around us from a biblical worldview. That is to say, the lens of Scripture. Today's podcast is a little bit different. We're just taking a look at the craziness with the U.S. Secret Service. In particular, the U.S. Secret Service's failed attempts to adequately protect the President of the United States. The failures are legendary. If you start with Butler and the near assassination of then-candidate Donald Trump, that continues to the assassination attempt at the Mar-a-Lago golf course where the Secret Service encountered the would-be assassin, fired at him, and couldn't hit their target. Clearly, part of the problem is training, part of the problem is recruitment, some of it is DEI hires. Even the director of the Secret Service, Kathleen Cheadle, reflects that lack of awareness as she sort of brings a woman's touch to presidential protection and candidate protection because they didn't want to put a Secret Service agent on a sloped roof because it might be dangerous. This is an excerpt of her testifying before a congressional oversight hearing into the incompetence of the protection at Butler and also on CBS later on. Listen to what she has to say.
Service in general, not speaking specifically to this incident, when we are providing overwatch, whether that be through counter snipers or other technology, prefer to have sterile rooftops.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof.
Now, I hope you heard what she said. You don't want to put anybody on a sloped roof. The implication is it might be dangerous. She later said it would be dangerous. They're protecting either a presidential candidate or the president of the United States, and they are a counter sniper. They probably have military training. They are trained supposedly for all kinds of conditions, and trying to find a nice safe roof for them to get up on so they don't hurt themselves is ridiculous. But that's the thought process. Now we're told that Kathleen Cheadle was personally approved by Jill Biden. She was a Biden appointee, and you see the thought process here. She's clearly a DEI hire, and that's the problem. And you see that also at Butler when the female Secret Service agent seems to hide behind the rest of the officers protecting the president or the presidential candidate. She's to put her life at risk. You saw again later on when they're trying to get him into the vehicle, they're like juggling their guns. They can't even get their guns in their holster. It was pitiful, but that's not just the only problem. It appears that the Secret Service can't shoot straight. Let's go to the assassination attempt at Mar-a-Lago at the golf course where the Secret Service encounters a shooter with a rifle. They shoot at him and they can't hit him and he escapes. He jumps over a fence and is later arrested. Let's fast forward to this most recent assassination attempt where they are goofing off, taking apart metal detection equipment. They're facing the wrong direction. You can see this in the video. You have three female Secret Service agents leaning up against the wall, looking away from the entranceway. You have one bending over with his back to the entranceway. And this man runs around the corner, runs through the area. Only one sees him coming because only one is facing in the right direction. He shoots at him and misses at about 8 to 10 feet. The shooter sprints past everyone else. They're caught off guard. You see the three female Secret Service agents run in the wrong direction. The males run in the right direction. They open fire and they can't hit him. And the only reason that he was arrested without doing more damage was that he tripped and fell. And they caught up with him and arrested him. And we hear all about the great work that the Secret Service and law enforcement did. Sure, they poured into the area after the shooting. You had all these National Guardsmen with handguns. You had all these people with rifles make a big show up at the presidential stage. It was 9 seconds after gunfire before anybody protected the president. They got J.D. Vance out before they got the president out. But let's stop here for a minute. What if 10 men had rushed in, maybe with automatic weapons, maybe Iranians? What if somebody had run in with a suicide vest? They would have overwhelmed those Secret Service agents goofing off, facing the wrong direction, on their phones, leaning up against walls, whatever, and they would have gotten into that hall, possibly to the president, there would have been mass carnage. And let's not forget the canine that sniffed him, identified him, and the police officer ignored him. Total incompetence. And yet we're hearing praises for the great job the Secret Service did. It was Providence that tripped that man up and made him fall. The Secret Service and law enforcement made a big show afterwards, but they were entirely unprepared beforehand. You can hear this in the critiques done by retired Secret Service agents all over the news today and all over the internet in the week that has transpired. But let's just talk about this a little bit more. The shooter himself documents the utter lack of security. There should have been people by entranceways. There should have been people by elevator exits. There should have been greater security. The perimeter was not really secure. Agents are now criticizing the agency, retired agents are, for favoritism and promotions, for DEI hiring, for an utter lack of training, and for just a culture of retribution for anybody who raises concerns. Their vetting process and background checks have been called into question. This has been highlighted recently by the arrest of a Secret Service agent who was trying to sexually harass women at a hotel, and they caught him exposing himself at that hotel. And so he was arrested for indecent exposure. Did you know that the people who were overseeing the Butler fiasco received commendations afterwards? Speaking with my friends in law enforcement who are retired, they say that when they worked with Secret Service over the years, this was the elite of the elite. And now it just seems to be something of a civil servant organization where people are hired, and when they get tired and the event is underway, they start breaking down and taking things apart, like we just saw in Washington, D.C. They should not have been disassembling that equipment. They should have been on guard and vigilant the whole time, but they probably had places to be and people to see, which really speaks to the decline and fall of the Secret Service. What is going on there, and why are they not being held account? Someone once said that power protects power. I doubt the president is that naive. I don't know why people aren't being taken to task like Kathleen Cheadle eventually was after Butler. So what can you do about it? You can pray. Pray for the protection of the president of the United States. He needs protection, and it doesn't look like he's receiving competent protection. And this is a real problem. You could reach out to your congressman or senator, but at the end of the day, it is the God of the universe who's going to protect the president, not the Secret Service, and that's becoming painfully obvious. And if you think I'm being too hard on the Secret Service, just review the videos of this last debacle. It appears that they are rotten from the top down, from Sean Curran, who was appointed by President Trump, who had been part of President Trump's protection detail. He seems unwilling or unable to act against his fellow Secret Service agents. There's something wrong, and they need to do to him what the president has done with Pam Bondi and Kristi Noem, and that's to get rid of people who are incompetent. He's got some great cabinet members, but he's got some staff that needs to go as well. Well, I think I've said enough for now. Thanks for listening. This is Keith Crosby. If you have any questions about what I've said today or anything in general, Bible related, email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com, keithcrosby@yahoo.com. Put podcast in the subject notes, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. One more thing, time for that shameless plug. Don't forget to check out my latest work, Have You Heard the Four Spiritual Lies? It's a book now on Amazon. You can get it in Kindle. If you're a Kindle Unlimited subscriber, it's free to you. And it's also available in paperback. Kindle $2.99, paperback $4.99. It is a mini book. It's a short read, 34 pages, but it deals with questions about faith, prayer, and miracles, and the wrong belief that if you just prayed the right prayer or had enough faith, your prayers would be answered or your miracles would come true. It's available exclusively on Amazon, $2.99 for Kindle, free for Kindle Unlimited subscribers, and $4.99 for the mini book. Buy it, read it, give it to a friend who is struggling with matters of faith and prayer, and if you like it, please give it a review on Amazon. It really helps. Also, look at the other books, Miracles According to Jesus, An Introduction to Miracles and the Miraculous, and The Holy Spirit According to Jesus, An Introduction to the Third Person of the Trinity, all there on Amazon. Well, I think I've done enough damage. For now, thanks for listening. This is Keith Crosby signing off. May God bless you and God keep you.